Moment, we was talking to this bloke, Lord Tony Smythe, who happens to be the master of this station, and he said, our friend Charlie Chimbley, I want you to do a radio show on Eastside Radio.
Station master? You mean like a whaleway station where they, ah, where they, you know, they weigh whales.
Oh, very droll, Arthur. Nah, I just hope it ain't a police station because Ossifer Smythe has already given me a record.
You mean like that one in your hand? The madness one?
Yeah, I got a criminal record for madness, which, incidentally, was the group who sang our introductory song, Driving in My Car.
You mean you stole it?
Yeah. What, the car?
No, the record.
Five-finger discount, Arthur, not stealing.
Oh, no, let me get this straight. Lord Smythe said we was going to be on a radio station called Rad-E-O. East Enders.
East Side. Radio East Side.
Radio East Side? And he said we'd be on the airwaves.
And apparently it has a good hair conditioner.
Yeah. All right. So then he abducted us, bundled us into this little tiny room.
Took off our hoods.
And here we are. In this little room with all white walls and
with
kind of...
with lots of buttons. And what happens if I push this button here, Arthur?
Which button?
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheroo. Good luck, we're a buff when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this all wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. Good luck, we're off when I shake hands with you. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. Good luck, we're off when I shake hands with you. I choose me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flue.
Ooh, Arthur, it's awfully dark and gloomy up there.
Ah, no, Charlie, that's where you say people are mistaken. Up there is a doorway to a world of magical enchantment.
Oh, let's go up then.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars, is the chimney sweep world. When there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night, there's things off in shadow and off way in light. On the rooftops of London, cool, what a sight.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew than them what sings chim chim cheree, chim cheroo. Chim chiminy, chim chim cheree, chim cheroo.
What a beautiful harmony that was. Mm. That, Charlie, that is our national anthem.
That's right.
The anthem of the Chimbley Brothers.
Sung by the great Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, gosh, he had a terrible Cockney accent, didn't he?
He never could speak proper English.
Yeah, proper Queen's English.
That's right.
Now, where is that Dick Dyke actually coming from? Like, where is he? Is he in that little box up there?
Is Dick Van Dyke trapped in that little box? How did he get in there? He must be very small.
Oh. Charlie, have you ever thought maybe we're very small and we're in a little box?
No. Anyway, Lord Smythe said people would be listening to us on the airwaves during ride time.
Ride time. Oh, is that when people are in their carriages, like pulled by the horses, and then somehow they can hear us?
Somehow on the airwaves.
On the airwaves?
Or was it the sound waves?
So, oh, yes, I know, I remember. He said the people in their carriages are the audience.
Ah, like at a music hall, Arthur.
Yes, exactly, like a music hall.
Oh,
all right, I know what we have to do. Hello, everybody.
And welcome to Arthur and Charlie Scallywag Show Tune.
We are Arthur and Chimbley Charlie. No, Charlie Chimbley.
Esquire at your service. And good night.
No, we've got more to say. We've got a whole 20 minutes on the airwaves, Mr. Smythe said. We've got to tell people, like, who we are.
Well, we are the Chimbley Brothers, of course.
No. We need to tell people, like, what we do.
Well, we clean Chimbleys, of course.
Oh, that is nominal determinism right there.
Ah, it sounds like you've been reading the dictionary again, ain't you, Arthur?
Oh, Charlie, you know I can't read. Now, shall we describe ourselves to the listeners or the audience?
Paint like a picture. Because they might have an heart attack because, let's face it, Arthur, you've frightened the kiddies and the horses and everyone else besides if they saw you. And we don't want people to know that your face is covered in thick black soot from the Chimbleys and you've only got 10 teeth left.
Speak for yourself, Charlie. When was the last time you saw a dentist, let alone had a bath? And look at the state of your clothes. I don't think they've ever seen a flake of soap.
Well, thank God no one knows then.
Anyway, back to the listeners who don't know what we look like.
Oh, yeah, the listeners. Now, we'd like you to consider us your friendly ride-time companions.
Yeah, your companionable friends of the airwaves.
Arthur, what does this great big red button do here? The one that says, hey, emergency.
Don't press that button, Charlie.
Oh, too late.
And mine's Jack Dawkins, better known among me more intimate friends as the Artful Dodger.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Dodger. Show the old gentleman with mine.
Mind. Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. I've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got we share. If it's your chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty lot of days, white grouse. Always a chance we'll meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration we can state, consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself
at home.
Consider yourself
one of the family.
We've taken to you
so strong.
It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself
willing.
Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares what ever we got we share.
La 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 la.
Twice to be handy with a rolling pin when the landlord comes to call.
Arfa. You got something to say, Arfa?
That was consider yourself.
I would like our listeners to consider themselves at home.
At home, in their carriages as they ride home.
That's right.
On the airwaves.
As we entertained them.
Or in this case, as we was entertained by the music of the great late Lionel Bart from his musical Oliver! Exclamation mark. Charlie, remember?
Oh, yeah.
This is not
I do.
The first time we've entertained people. Remember when we was back in the Army Corps?
Oh, yeah. Sergeant Major found us highly entertaining.
I think those buttons make the musicians play, Charlie.
That sounds right.
Do you want to have a go at pressing one of them?
Let's see what this big blue one does.
Night, Sergeant Major, tuck me in my little wooden bed. We all love you, Sergeant Major, when we hear you bawling, shower-lay. Don't forget to wake me in the morning and bring me round a nice hot cup of tea. Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Sergeant Major, be a father to me. Private Jones came in one night, full of cheer and very bright. He'd been out all day upon the spree. He bumped into Sergeant Smeck, put his arms around his neck, and in his ear he whispered tenderly, "Quite great, Private Jones."
Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major.
Tuck me in my little wooden bed.
Wooden bed.
We all love you, Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major.
When we hear you bawling, show a leg.
King, show a leg.
Lolly. Don't forget to wake me in the morning and bring me round a nice hot cup of tea.
Hot cup of tea.
Kiss me goodnight, Margin Sager.
Margin Sager.
Margin Major. Be a mother to me.
Don't forget to wake me in the morning and bring me round a nice hot cup of tea.
Has found fame, cos that was the late, great Arthur Askey, Arthur.
Oh, I don't care who's singing it. It's bringing back bad memories. I'm getting flashbacks, Charlie.
Oh, blimey. I remember that night very well.
Yeah, that was the night that brought our illustrious career in the Army to an in-horse pitcher's end.
It was because of your dishonour.
We was dishonourably discharged.
That's right. Because it was because of your dishonourable discharge all over the Sergeant Major's favourite boots, Arthur.
But you know what, Charlie? After that, we didn't have to work in the Army no more.
No, because we was left some money.
Yeah. Just the other day, our poor old Uncle Bill went and kicked the bucket.
And he left you in his will.
Yeah. So I went round to see our Auntie Jane. She said to me, "Your Uncle Bill
has left you his watch and chain."
Exactly. Well, I put it on straight across me derby kettle. The sun was shining on it.
Oh, I bet you looked a swell.
So I went out, strolling around about.
A crowd of kiddies followed you, and they began to shout, Any old iron. You look neat. Talk about a treat.
Stop it, Tolly. Press the button.
Oh, all right. I just felt like a sing-along, though.
Press the button.
Any old iron. You look neat to talk about a treat. You look never from your dabby to your feet. Dressed in style, brand new tile, and your father's old green tie on. I wouldn't give you trouble for your old watch chain. Old iron. Cool. Just a week or two ago, my poor Uncle Bill went and kicked the bucket and he left me in his will. The other day I popped around to see poor Auntie Jane. She said, your Uncle Bill has left for you a watch and chain. I put it on right across my vest. Thought I looked down as it dangled on my chest. Just to flash it off, I started walking round about. A lot of kiddies followed me and all began to shout. Any old iron, mate, any old iron. Any old iron. You look neat to talk about a treat. You look dapper from your napper to your feet. You're dressed in style with a brand new tile in your paw, but old green tie on. I wouldn't give you something for your old watch. Old iron.
And now, Fred Spoons would like to give you a solo. Well, Fred.
I'd like to continue the rhythmic melody what you just heard on my melody spoons. Thank you.
Go on, let me hear that EPNS, Fred. Oh, temperamental, isn't he?
Oh, any old iron. You look neat, talk about street. Yim bomb biddle on your feet. You look nice, dressed in ice. A father's old green tie on. I wouldn't give you comfort for your old watch chain. Old iron. Oh, you look neat, talk about a treat. You look dapper from your napper fridge, but you got an old green tie there, it's you in your eye. Got a monocle that's sticking in your old bench boy. Butchers in your shoes, blue suede shoes. Don't you roll me, daddy-o, rock away your boots. You got a lolly for the rain and a brand new cane. I wouldn't give you tough for your old watch chain. Old iron. Any old iron. Ooh, you look neat, talk about a treat. You look dapper from your napper to your feet. Cool, stop, brand new tie with your barber, old green tie on. I wouldn't give you tough for your old watch chain. Old iron. Grab an egg, York, and smoke your pipe. Cool. Pooh.
I say, you down there.
Hello?
Do you want some old iron?
Yeah. Oh, mate, I've been spawned.
Spawned.
That was the late, great Peter Sellers singing Any Old Iron.
What does spawned mean? Even I don't know. All right, that brings us to the end of Arthur and Charlie's Scullywag Show Tunes. It's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
We are the Chimbley Brothers, Esquire, at your service. And we'll be appearing once a fortnight on your airwaves in this ride time show on Radio EastEnders.
Eastside Radio. Arthur, you don't want to upset Lord Smythe. It's Radio Eastside.
All right. Press that button.
All right, then.
Come on, press the button.
When?
I've been driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar. I bought it in Primrose Hill from a bloke from Brazil. It was made in 59 in a factory by the Tyne. It says Morris on the door, the GP. Change the oil. Last week it went round the clock. I also had a little knock. I dented some.
finger. He learned not to park on a bender. Been driving in my car. It don't look much, but I've been far. I drive up to Maswell Hill. I've even been to Selsey-ville. I drove along the A45. I had her up to 58. This copper stopped me the other day. Your mistake, what could I say?